Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Our guests today on the World Cafe are the band Hello Darlin', based in the UK. The band consists of two Australians, two Brits. Lead singer Elizabeth Morris writes the songs and plays guitar and ukulele. They recently released their second album, Europe, on Slumberland Records. The band is in the midst of a U.S. tour, and I started the session by asking Elizabeth about whether touring in the States was easier, having read horror stories about their last European tour.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think our main problem with touring the States is the initial part of getting the visas, and then which we had a problem with that last year. But once that's happened, you know, it seems it's fine. It's great. It's wonderful.
I think the main difference is, as Bill said earlier, if we crash the van here, it's not ours. The problem at home is we crashed a van that was ours.
Oh, okay. And so therefore you were out of van. Nothing you could do about it.
We were out of van and we needed to get another van.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned visas because, Elizabeth, my understanding is you're worrying about your visa from Australia to the UK. Had something to do with some of the lyrical content on this album.
Yeah, it did. It definitely did. My world is, I'm full of visa problems. Wherever I go, I'm foreign. Apart from Australia, and they don't even know me anymore. That is true. And I wasn't sure how long I'd be able to stay. My visa ran out in January this year, and I've lived in the UK for 7 years, and obviously that's where the band is, and. Thinking that you have to return home is maybe when you're not ready to is, it can be a bit of a bummer.
I would think so. So there are definitely songs about Australia on here. There's songs about Europe, many other. You name check Berlin, a lot of other places. So
yeah,
a very place-oriented album is Europe.
People and Places was kind of the idea, yeah.
What else feels different about this record?
Well, we recorded it in a very different way. The first album, we'd only been a band for a couple of months, really. And Sean from Fortuna Pop said, you need to make an album as quickly as possible. So some of the songs on that first album were written the night before.
Wow.
We had the studio booked, and it was done in about a day, a song a day, really, which doesn't sound that quick, but it is pretty quick.
Whereas we didn't know the songs at all beforehand.
Yeah.
we'd get to the studio at like 3 p.m. Elizabeth would play us the song. We'd work out the song, we'd drink a bottle of wine, we'd record the song.
We'd drink another bottle of wine.
Whereas with this one, we went to two analog studios to record, and so we were recording on all this sort of old, really lovely old gear. The microphone I sang into was from the 60s, and we took our time with it, and we sort of knew we had an audience, which obviously affects the way you feel about it.
That would seem to me to be a big difference, to know that people are waiting for a record.
Yeah.
Because what were your expectations of the first one, or did you have any?
My expectation, my hope was that it would be played at this indie soul disco in London called How Does It Feel to Be Loved? And it was, lots of times. But then more than that, we ended up coming to the States 4 times and being in the New York Times, and I don't know, it was... A roller coaster of emotions, as they say.
Well, there's some wonderful songs on this new one, and I wonder what you want to start off with.
Well, I think maybe we should start off with the title track. Does that make sense to everybody?
That makes sense.
Okay. This song's called Europe.
There's a question I've been meaning to ask you. How do you feel about Europe? Does it surprise you on the continent you don't feel the same? 'Cause I've been here for days and I've never felt so poor. And I don't know what I'm looking for, but it feels like we've made it. And before these memories fade in you, ask again if this is really happening. I just wanna be closer to you. And there's nothing left we need to prove. You said this is life, this is living, this is life, this is living. And you haven't felt this way since 1998. Dreamed of planes that would take you away when you were lost to them and you were still just before these memories faded, you will ask again if this is really happening. And I just want to be closer to you. And there's nothing left we need to prove. You said this.
And that is the title track of Europe, the second album from our guests today. Hello, darling, who are joining us here in the Cafe Studios. You know, all of your, Elizabeth, all of your lyrics really kind of ring true in that this happened to me, but it, you know, it could have happened to you kind of way. Do they all, do they come from experiences? Is there a trigger for Europe, for instance?
Well, yeah. I mean, the trigger for Europe is the visa crisis, really.
Right, right.
I was trying to write a song about what I would remember, and that's the song that came out. So it actually was written before the tour, the disastrous tour you alluded to before, and then we just played it every night after not knowing how we would make it to the show every day when the van was broken and we had to drive 12 hours. And it just kind of became, the idea for the album really came from that. And it just felt, it was prescient, I guess. And then sort of sitting in the back of the van, we sort of realized that this is, home can also be with people and in a place that may not be where you're from. So home is where you are, really.
Where's your original home? Where are you from?
I'm from Capricornia.
I don't see it on the map as such.
Well, it's like an imaginary sort of state in Queensland, which is around the region I'm from is central Queensland, and the Tropic of Capricorn runs through it. So we've got a sort of line of this like 70s monument that says, "This is the Tropic of Capricorn." So the whole region is called Capricornia, but I think it's a really beautiful name.
Yeah, it is.
It sounds made up, but it is a region. It's a place.
Now, the video for Capricornia has what looks like a lot of family movies. Is that your family?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It was meant to be everybody's, but it just sort of ended up being mine. but yeah, my granddad had a Super 8 camera that he borrowed from a friend in 1938. And
wow.
he gave it back to him in 1982. So there's 50 years of family footage.
That's when he couldn't get film anymore.
Yeah.
So I was reading 6 generations of your family are from that area?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but my generation is the one that's left. You know, we there's nobody left there. My parents still live there, but that's it.
Yeah, I guess if you weren't a dairy farmer or something would not be a place to be.
It is the beef capital.
There you go.
You're not far off. There's lots of statues of bulls.
Well, how did you end up in London? Did you just go or?
Yeah, well, I went following. I'm sure you know the Australian band, the Go-Betweens, and I was following in their footsteps, much like I'm sure Bill was as well. You know, they moved to London and we thought they did it. It seems like the place to go. The streets are paved with gold, I hear.
I heard Robert Forster has heard you guys and is a fan.
He has heard us, yeah. And he wrote a very nice piece about us. Actually, I've only met him once, and that was at the Rough Trade shop in London. And I went to give him a copy of this song, Tallulah, that we'd recorded. And much to my surprise, he said that he'd heard of the album and he wanted to review it. And he was amazing, really lovely to us.
So. That's great.
Yeah.
Hello, darling, our guest today on the cafe. And can you do that song, Capricornia?
That's yes, I'll song. Just need to change to my guitar.
All right. I should have mentioned that Elizabeth is playing the ukulele.
Yes.
Could you ever understand how you ended up here? Any friend you've ever had has disappeared. And the tug of a heartstring is the line that pulls you home. You bear witness to the ones you used to know. And I keep having these dreams. And I keep having these dreams. And I keep having these dreams. When you fall down, and when the lights go out, and you set the world to rights, when I find you under California skies, don't you wanna be someone new? The midday sun burns beneath your feet, and the old dogs are still sleeping in the street. And I keep having these dreams, and I keep having these dreams, and I keep having these. Thank you.
Capricornia from Hello Darling, our guest today. Michael Collins on drums, Bill Botting on the bass, Paul Raines on guitar, and Elizabeth Morris on guitar on that one and songs. There's one song on this that it's just you and the ukulele, a beautiful song called Tallulah. Did you ever try that song any other way, or was it always sort of stripped down like that?
No, we never have. It just seemed like just
that was how it was supposed to be.
You'd think it would be easy to record, was it?
No.
Really?
Not in the end. No, we well, actually it was in the end, but it took a lot of goes. And it's one of those songs that's kind of it's more of a live song. And I think it there's lots of nice moments of when we've played it live in the past, but I think the best recorded version we had was when actually from that tour when we had to make it to a radio station in Madrid, and the windscreen wipers had stopped working and it was torrential rain and we were 2 hours late driving in Madrid traffic at 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, and we made it there, but and that was, they just rushed us straight in, no sound check, very little sound check, and we played it there. But so that was a good recording, but unfortunately that had a blip in it, so we couldn't use that. But in the end, yeah, I just recorded it finally okay enough.
If you if you're wearing headphones when you listen, you can hear it's so completely live. You can hear all your breathing. You can hear all the kinds of, it's kind of a cool document in a way of that song. Oh, well, tell you what, let's, if you guys would go outside and get in your car, break the wipers and stuff, could you come in and, yeah, and see if we can get a good version of it?
Recreate that moment. Yeah. I can certainly try. Okay. Shall I go?
On the drive from St. Lucia to Surfers, in my old university car, we had the windows down for our aircon. The door is so hot that you burned your arm. It was the tail end of a summer, and the heat washed in with the breeze, and you were searching for something to sing to as the radio played another terrible song. Lucky for me, you found a tape with Tallulah on, and it's been a long time since I've seen all my old friends, but I really love my new friends. I feel I've known them a long while. Then last summer you wrote me a letter on the back of a surf magazine. You said you didn't have any paper, and maybe you wondered what could have been. So I sent you a postcard from Berlin of a fat man eating a sausage. It hid the fact I was hiding. The DJ played another terrible song. But lucky for us, we found a bar with the Maytals on, and it's been a long time since I've seen all my old friends, but I really love my new friends. I've known them a long while. I'm wondering if I've already heard all the songs that'll mean something. And I'm wondering if already met all the people that'll mean something. But I find myself daydreaming of the places where we used to stay. I used to brush them away. St. Kilda, Coolangatta, Bondi Beach and Coogee Bay. I like the sound of their names, and I wonder if you would want to go there with me when I'm finished over here, if you're not finished with me. And I wonder if you would want to go there with me when I'm finished over here, if you're not finished with me. And I wonder if you would want to go there with me when I'm finished over here, you're not finished with me.
Elizabeth Morris of Hello Darling doing that song, Tallulah. That is such a romantic song. How can you get away with being so romantic and being in a touring rock and roll band? You're supposed to get cynical and stuff.
Yeah. Well,
that was sort of a serious question.
Cynical songs, maybe they don't translate so well. Romance is best, yeah. I think. I mean, I think we're all romantic.
That, yeah, I think on that tour as well, one of the things that, like, that song, for, I don't know how you guys felt, this is, you know, the rest of the band and stuff, but it was always the kind of middle of the, you know, or the tail end of a set, and in the middle of all this turmoil when we had all these kind of mad emotions going on, and it just kind of, for me anyway, you know, connected me back to the band and to the song and to Elizabeth's sort of, you know, amazing songwriting and all that kind of stuff, and actually kind of made sense of it all in a funny sort of way. It sort of made sense of why we were there and why we were doing it. You know, the kind of the adrenaline and energy is one part of it, but I think that, you know, the big other side of it is the emotional side of why we connect to each other and why we connect to the songs. And that's kind of, you know, it's an amazing thing to have that in a set, I think, something like that.
Thank you all so much. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much, David.
Have yourself an uneventful but great tour of the U.S.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.